This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Shrestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says current government was formed with firm determination to bring about positive changes in the country. Dead bodies of 27 Indian tourists killed in Tanahu bus accident sent to India. Dengue infection spreads to 75 districts. Cases of dengue infection jumped to 5,100 and WHO announces $135 million response plan to control mpox. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has asked all to pin hopes and rely on the government for the nation's development. Responding to the queries put forth by youths today on Kathmandu Youth Conclave 2024, the Prime Minister said the current government was formed with the firm determination to bring about positive changes in the country. Prime Minister Oli argued that the country's development process wouldn't advance until the youths realize their roles for nation building. Likewise, the Prime Minister stated that his government was making efforts to provide employment opportunities and education to the youths within the country and shared about the government's plan for startups. On a different note, Prime Minister Oli said spreading vulgarity and social revulsion in Nepali society was not possible as it is in an orderly society. The number of dengue and cholera patients have increased with the onset of the rainy season in various parts of the country. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division of the Health Ministry states that dengue infection has spread to 75 districts. The cases of dengue infection have now jumped to 5,119 in the country this year, while 3 dengue patients died of dengue infection. Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, the head of the Department of Entomological Disease, Prant, said dengue infection has spread to all districts except Humla and Mustang districts. The government has decided to bear the cost of treating dengue patients in the government hospitals. Similarly, the department informed that the number of cholera patients has jumped to 67 across the country. Head of the Department of Entomological Disease Branch, Dr. Dahal, shared that cholera patients were detected in Lalitpur, Kathmandu, Bhutan, Makwanpur and Kailali districts. India's Minister of State for Youth and Sports, Raksha Nikhil Khadse, has inquired about the health condition of Indian citizens who were injured in a bus accident at Aina Pahara of Abu Khairani in Tanahu yesterday. Security officers briefed the Indian State Minister about the accident at the Home Ministry today on the presence of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. Home Minister Lekhak informed that a rescue team was deployed to the accident site soon after the information of the accident and the injured ones were rushed to the hospital for treatment. The Home Minister said the government of Nepal was saddened by the accident and expressed condolence to the bereaved families. Prior to this, Home Minister Lekhak and Indian State Minister Khadse visited the Maharajganj-based Trivun University teaching hospital and took information about the injured people. 16 wounded passengers in the accident were brought to Kathmandu yesterday via a Nepali Army helicopter. Meanwhile, the dead bodies of 27 people who died in the Tanahu bus accident have been sent to India after post-mortem at Bharatpur Hospital in Chitwan. Chief District Officer of Chitwan, Indra Dev Yadav, informed that 25 dead bodies were taken to India's Maharashtra state by an plane of Indian Air Force after post-mortem, while 2 bodies have been taken to Gorakhpur of Uttar Pradesh state of India via land route. The plane of Indian Air Force had landed in Chitwan today to take the dead bodies of the Indian passengers. Political leaders, lawmakers, people's representatives and other stakeholders from Dang district have drawn the attention of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli about the need for upgrading the Tarigaon airport. During the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar, the delegation including CPNUML General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel called on the Prime Minister to give a special attention to the development of Dang District. Receiving the memorandum, Prime Minister Uli expressed commitment that the government would pay adequate attention to upgrade the airport as well as expansion of the Lamahi-Ghorahi-Tulsipur Road. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has called for collective efforts from all sides to keep clean and conserve the Bagmati River. Addressing the closing of the Grand Water Expedition jointly organized by the Nepal River Conservation Trust and the Friends Club Kupandol in Lalitpur today, Deputy Prime Minister Singh stressed the need for unleashing sustainable solution to the effects of rapid urbanization in the Bagmati River. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Education Deepak Khadka says development of energy, water resources and education sector is necessary to fulfill the goal of country's economic prosperity. Speaking at a program organized at the Energy Ministry today, Minister Khadka stressed that employees should perform in a responsible manner for achieving the goal of economic development set by the government. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Vatrai says there will be no political protection to hooliganism taking place in the universities. Talking to media persons at Bharatpur Airport this morning, Education Minister Vatrai pointed out the need for controlling the violent activities taking place in academic institutions. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The World Health Organization, WHO, has called for urgent action to control a new outbreak of mpox, announcing a response plan that will require at least $135 million over the next 6 months. The Reuters news agency has cited WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus in a speech to WHO member states as calling for comprehensive and coordinated international response to control the mpox, previously named as monkeypox. Last week, the WHO declared mpox as a public health emergency, which has raised international concern due to its spread and a new potentially more dangerous strain in Africa. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have implemented a controversial ban on women's voices and bare faces in public, introducing a new set of regulations, what they call for promoting virtue and combating vice. According to the AP News Agency, the directives were approved by Taliban Supreme Leader Hibatullah Akhundzada and were made public by a government spokesman on Wednesday. Women are now prohibited from singing, reciting or reading aloud in public and not allowed to look at men who are not their close relatives and vice versa. It is said violating these rules could lead to warnings, property confiscation or detention for up to 3 days. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Sudarpashchim Province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. With this, we must come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says current government was formed with firm determination to bring about positive changes in the country. Dead bodies of 27 Indian tourists killed in Tanahu bus accident sent to India. Dengue infection spreads to 75 districts. Cases of dengue infection jumped to 5,100. And WHO announces $135 million response plan to control and pox. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.